Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a crabby Monday, everybody. Crab diving live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California. Here it is, March the 23rd, 2015 on a Monday. We're going to be here for the next couple hours till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, you're probably sucking us in your ear holes via a rerun, or possibly you've listened to us as a podcast, either on Stitcher, iTunes, or the best way to get it, crabdiving.com. Thanks. Either way, happy friggin' Monday. My name is Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday. My name's Ryan, and I would like to say congratulations, Pfeiffer. Universe. You know why?
Why?
Ted Cruz, running for president.
Ted Isn't Cruz. That great? Let me get to the... well, I'll get to it later, but I had a drop and stuff.
I'm sorry.
No. It's the big news. It's the big headline.
It is, right? I mean, it's a big deal.
Give us a call if you like here. We're going to be here for the next couple hours on the Skype machine. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. You can also communicate with us via the Twitter.
Oh, yes.
At Crab Diving. One word. Easy to remember. Like diving for crabs, crab diving. Let's see.
Skype is open.
Skype be open.
And we just saw a gigantic car accident right outside the studio here at Crab Diving.
Car accident of the week. There's a horrific intersection.
Wasn't that
here.
Bad, I guess.
There's a spin out. There yeah. was a there's a two heading in one direction. There's a right turns only, and people. Probably 85% of the time, ignore that.
Oh, yeah.
And try to shoot across or turn left. And it's really weekly here at this intersection. I'm not kidding you. It's a weekly occurrence that there's an accident of some sort here. But right moments before firing up the internet machine here to speak to you guys, we heard a screech and a crash.
It was loud. And disturbing.
Yeah, it looks like nobody beat the shit out of each other. Nobody looks like they're hurt.
But why? I mean, you know, if you're going to drive so shitty, I mean, God, you need to expect to get into some wrecks. Everybody drives like shit in L.A. I hate driving here. It's the worst.
It's pretty awful in general because you have to. There's very little choices to not drive.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems like in this country we need a transportation revolution. I mean, why should it cost me, you know, around $500 to go visit my folks across the country? I mean, and you can fly from one end of Europe to the other for like $25.
Did you see Ryanair, you know, that Irish shitty flight service? I mean, shitty in that no frills. I mean, it's really the flying experience on Ryanair is far from first class.
Right.
It's pretty awful.
It's like Greyhound with wings.
Right. But you can, if you get these web fares, you get them at the right time and everything. You could pay $20-$30.
It's cheap, man,
for flights. And I paid a couple of times in Europe. I paid very little from.
That's awesome.
Like I flew from Italy, from Sicily, all the way down. Little football that the boot is kicking, to Dublin.
That's amazing.
For like $25.
Oh my
I think
God.
It ended up being it was like a 4.99 euro or 4.99 euro, whatever. And with all the fees and everything, it ended up being like $30.
But we don't have that over here.
Well, Ryanair has made some news last week. I think it was that they were talking about applying for international flights. So you might be able to get some ridiculously cheap flight from like New York or probably some, you know, the way they do it is they find shitty little podunk airports that are off the beaten path. Like in did we have to go to Stansted in London?
I don't know. It was a shitty airport though.
Stansted in London is where
Stansted.
No, we flew right to Rome that one time.
Okay.
And then we flew out of Heathrow.
I don't know.
But Stansted is a little smaller airport where Ryanair flies out of, and EasyJet, I think, is the other cheap one north of London. But it's like an hour train ride or something like that.
And then, yeah, but it's so cheap.
Right.
Here you just can't. People like to do in this country? Take anything that's fun and punish you. We don't like to have fun here. Do you notice that?
Well, you can't. It's that Puritan bullshit that we were founded on, where life's got to be miserable and
punitive.
Don't
have sex. You know, don't do drugs. Don't do anything fun. Sit there. Stare at the wall. Be a cog.
Although now I'm looking at a story from the 20th from the New York Times. It says backtracking on transatlantic flights. So
shit.
Maybe Ryanair is not quite so ready to...
it is total bullshit.
...to do that.
Nevertheless, flying in Europe better.
Cheaper, right? Yeah. Because of Ryanair, because of EasyJet. But, you really can't fly with anything more than one pair of underwear. I mean, they'll charge you more.
It's great.
It's really how cheap it is.
Yeah.
Really, you got to have a small bag. You can't check a bag. They are vicious.
Yeah.
With weighing the bag. If it weighs a quarter of an ounce more, they hit you with a $50 fee. I mean, there's a lot of bullshit that you got to go through. But if you don't mind, all the misery and middle seat it's like cattle. You don't get an assigned seat. You got to wait in line and then run and try to get a good seat.
I mean, if you think about it, in this country, I mean, if you want to, like, my family lives across, you know, in Florida on the other coast. And so, you know, you see everybody about once a year because, you know, that's what you have in your budget.
Right.
That sucks.
Over there,
insane.
People take weekends. I mean, I had a friend that lived in London for a while, and she would.
Yeah.
It's like, where am I going this weekend? Oh, I'll go to Paris. Oh, you know, I'll pop down to Milan. I found a 40-pound round trip to Milan or something.
What are we on the happiness scale? Weren't we just talking about that this weekend?
There was a story that the happiest countries, you know, somebody else.
It ain't
some
us.
Other criteria. Oh, the top 10. No, we're nowhere near the top 10. But the top 10 were all Denmark was number one. Finland, Sweden,
right,
the Netherlands, all these Scando countries, Germany, where not a Scando country, but all the countries that where people seem to be the happiest.
Nine
are the places where there seems to be, I don't know, like a lot of free healthcare, a lot of free education, a lot of income inequality that ain't as horrific as it is here.
Here we have free shit sandwiches,
and they're trying to make them bigger.
Yes. Here's a foot long.
Well, actually, they're trying to even ration those.
Yeah.
You don't deserve that much shit.
Right. Here you go. Pray to Jesus, stupid.
The horrible evil oligarchs that have taken over this fucking world, man. This whole time, I was reading up more about that TPP, you know, that Trans-Pacific Partnership bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, there's another one. There's a cousin. TPP is for the Pacific. For us and Asian countries. And the TPIP, I think, is the equivalent for shit in Europe.
Oh, okay.
But more I was reading about this shit. You know, one of the main, most heinous things is this, I want to call it a tribunal or something, but it's all these nations basically agree to turn over or to swear fealty to some kangaroo court set up by the multinational corporations so that they can sue countries if a country does something that might cut into their fucking profits. There was a one of these laws was used by Canada. They some evil fucking Canada. Chemical corporation sued. They were putting something in gasoline or something. There was an additive that they found out is poison. It's carcinogenic. So
But it's in gasoline.
Parts of, I think it was gas, something like that. But yeah. parts of the Canadians decided we're going to ban this shit. So this company sued in one of these international kangaroo courts that, that Canada had signed on to and won. So now the taxpayers
have to have this additive.
Not only do they have this additive, but they had to pay damages to these cunts.
But they're not even from Canada.
But they signed over. They bent over to the multinational corporations, which is what this TPP does. It'll say, if we decide that, if California says, you know what, we're going to divest, we're not going to allow any more fracking here, then BP could come and sue the fuck out of California and say, you're hurting our profits.
So we're going to frack anyway, stupid.
Or if we don't allow fracking, we pay them billions and billions. And these little countries they're talking about, some of these countries can't handle that kind of money that these fucking giant national corporations are suing them.
How do they collect? If you sue a company in another country, how the fuck do they collect?
Well, they sign up for sanctions and shit. This whole it's the whole partnership.
So then that country's like, listen, you have to pay the United States or we're going to get sanctions.
They sign into penalties. They sign into all that bullshit.
How stupid. Why do we agree to that? Obama!
I don't know.
What is your fucking problem?
If Obama has, if they've got a relative of his somewhere with a gun to their head, I can't imagine why he thinks this is a good idea.
You know, I don't know. It sucks. That's disconcerting. I mean, if George Bush was doing it, you'd be like, oh, well.
Well, this is where we should be afraid because both sides want it.
Yeah.
It's
got to be bad.
The screeching liberals and the screeching lunatic Tea Partiers.
Yeah.
The Tea Partiers and maybe the libertarians. I think the libertarians might be in on this too. But the craziest on that side are the broken clocks right now who are right twice a day. This is one of the issues where they're right on.
I wonder what how Bernie Sanders feels.
Hates it.
About this.
We put up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. There might have even been a quote that a meme that we put up today from Bernie Sanders regarding just that exact deal or I'm sure something else smart that he said. But he's way against this because it's been negotiated in secret. There's some creepy, it's creepy as fuck. There's certain members that are allowed to even read the negotiation notes and shit like that. And if you go into this room to read it, you're not allowed to take it out and you got to sign.
Good guy.
Deals. And they even like mark certain pages so that if it leaks out, they know who leaked it. It's really heinous, weird.
It's very strange.
Bullshit. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on with Obama and that and this TPP bullshit.
It's a one thing.
Some shenanigans.
That Congress can agree on.
I'm worried that it'll go.
That's terrifying. I mean,
that's that fast track thing. They're trying to fast track it. Which basically, this is the problem that the right is having with it. The extreme right. Is that if they give this fast track authority, that means that you're giving President Obama more power.
Oh, yeah. They're against that.
You're bypassing the debate on Congress.
What if they like this TPP more than the idea of not giving Obama power?
There's nothing they like more than hurting Obama.
Then we should be scared of the TPP if that's the case.
There's nothing that is more important than hurting Obama. Certainly not helping the country. I mean, we've proven that.
Oh, right.
That they don't give a shit about that.
Well, fuck that. God, I'm against that TPP crap. Sucks.
Let me see if I can find this clip here that I had of the big news that you mentioned earlier, the big headline. We might as well have Sarah take us into the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
The big headline this morning, it might not be the headlines on the specific media when we go to check those in a moment or not, but certainly a big headline for us because it is the first official entrant.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The first official entrant into the Republican loony clown car, bypassed. I don't need no stinking exploratory committee, he says. Like a lot of these guys, you know how they put together these exploratory committees, which means we're going to think about maybe the possibility of thinking about being president.
Is he the first one, though? I thought Jeb Bush already
exploratory committees.
Oh, really?
Exploratory committees. This is an official announcement.
I want to talk to you this morning about reigniting the promise of America. Imagine in 2017 a new president signing legislation repealing every word of Obamacare.
Okay, so before we continue this bullshit, Ted Lee Cruz decided to announce. It was no secret because earlier over the weekend they were fluffing us.
Yes.
Getting us ready for penetration.
Prepare to be penetrated by an idiot.
By saying, Ted's making a big announcement at, guess where he chose? Do you know where he chose to
ooh.
Did you hear where he?
The fault line down at.
Symbolic fault line. It's
Melrose in Vermont.
This is a fault line of anti-gayitude and anti
really
and Christian nut jobbery and
well, the fault line I'm referring
theocratic
to
bullshit
is a gay bar. It's a leather bar where you might walk line. Around with assless chaps on.
Not that fault
did
line.
Did he announce there amongst a herd of otters?
He announced amongst a herd of white people.
Oh, wow.
Younger white people.
Oh, come on.
I mean, there might be a few brown people that go to Liberty University.
He announced at Liberty?
Jerry fucking
Gross.
Falwell's Liberty University. Jerry Will Falwell, who thought a Tinkle Dinkle of the
Tinky,
Teletubbies.
Tinky Winky, I think.
Pinkle Finkel was a homosexual. And you shouldn't let your kids watch
right.
the Teletubbies because pretty soon your toddlers are going to start fucking each other's in the ass.
Yeah. You know, the Teletubbies, they were so trippy, though. They were almost scary.
It was weird.
It was
a creepy,
strange.
Yeah. It was a creepy, giant Cupid dolls in weird clothing running around.
I mean, if we want to churn out a really fast spec script, let's write a Teletubbies. I mean, that's got to take 10 minutes because it's like, beep, 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 beep.
Creepy
Peaky winky.
Creepy as fuck.
Really funny, though. Really funny shit.
So, yeah, Ted Cruz. So over the weekend, they said, well, you know, Ted Cruz is going to make a big announcement at Liberty on Monday.
I can't wait.
So everybody fucking knew it was going to happen. And then he, I think he blew his wad a little early this morning at midnight.
that happens a lot at midnight.
He actually officially announced on fucking Twitter.
What?
He tweeted.
Yes.
At midnight Eastern time. I think it was last night. I saw it raining down. I was on the computer and I could see over in Twitter all of a sudden Ted Cruz official announcement was trending and I thought, well, it's tomorrow.
Who's trending on Twitter?
And then sure enough, he had announced, still trending on the Twitter meanwhile, and since then.
Yes.
The great hashtag Ted Cruz campaign slogans.
Oh, that's fun.
He's being eviscerated.
Right.
It's not going well on Twitter for Ted Cruz.
I want to appeal every word of Obamacare.
Right.
I want to take away your health insurance, stupid.
Let's put 11 million people out of health care.
What a jerk.
A lot of people are already responding. I mean, a lot of sane people saying, well, you know, we officially have our Sarah Palin of this primary, that he's all theatrics, that there's no way.
But can he hold his own in a debate just a little bit more than Sarah? I mean, because Sarah Palin can't even tell you what newspaper she may or may not read, even if she wants to lie about it. She can't even say, hey, Washington Post, New York Times.
Kate could hold herself in a debate.
Yes.
Kate, the Jack Russell Terrier, currently curled up over to my right.
What up, Kate? I just think, I think he's the front runner for the nominee, don't you, of the Republican Party?
No.
Come on. It'd be so great.
God,
though,
no.
It?
If he is, that would, then we really do need to pack up and get the hell out of Dodge, yeah, because they'll be coming for us. They'll be coming for the atheists.
Well,
they'll be coming for the non-believers. You've seen his father? His father is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying Christo-fascist.
Yeah.
Thinks that God came down and licked the taint of Ted Cruz to anoint him as the future president of the United States. And it's really fucking creepy. His virulently anti-gay, his dad.
What a dick.
Pentecostal Bible banger waver.
Let me hold some snakes. Jesus.
So, yeah, this is, by the way, this is a clip that was put together by Reuters. This is some of the lowlights of Ted Cruz's little speech here. So this isn't, you know, just straight how he goes.
What
this
an
is a little
asshole.
Bit of highlights.
Killing every word of Obamacare.
Fuck you.
Imagine a president who stands unapologetically with the nation of Israel.
Imagine a president that bends right over and takes it up the ass from the circumcised schlong of Israel.
Guys,
let me translate that.
We are going to bomb the fuck out of some brown people.
We stand with Israel. Yeah. We're just not down with blindly standing with Israel no matter what the fuck it does. If Israel does
right.
something bullshitty or heinous, we reserve the right to point that out, that it's bullshitty and heinous, and that maybe it needs to work with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But these guys are like, anything Israel does is great. Let Bibi nuke Iran.
Imagine a president who says we will stand up and defeat radical Islamic terrorism.
Oh, God. It's just so ching, stupid. check. What about a president who was born in this country?
Imagine a president that's white. That's what he's saying.
He's Hispanic.
Oh, that's right. I forget.
They don't want him, though. They don't claim him.
You forget Ted Cruz is not white.
They don't claim him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they don't want him.
I think his mom might be non-Hispanic.
Give me your card back.
But, again, all over the social medias are people pointing out the hypocrisy of the fucking birthers, the knuckle-draggers who said, Obama was born in Kenya.
Well, wasn't Ted Cruz born in Canada?
Right.
So,
and it doesn't matter. Either way. First of all, Obama wasn't born in Kenya. He was born in America. So, moot. But even had he been born in Kenya, because of the vagina he shat out of, was
right.
an American citizen at the time, our little constitution thingy and our laws say that is a... That crotch spawn is an automatic citizen.
Right.
So, wherever Obama... Mrs. Obama... could have broken water on the moon. It doesn't fucking matter. He
oh
would still be
God.
an American citizen, the dumbasses. So where's their outrage here?
I don't know. I'm thinking about a childbirth in zero gravity.
That's I'm surprised they haven't done that, to be honest
be
with you.
A rough scene. Oh, but
I'm surprised
what?
The Russians haven't sent some
yeah.
8-month pregnant cosmonauts up there.
How do you get a spacesuit for him? I mean, what do you do? I mean, how does it work?
A little extra room. You know, people have fucked in space. I think there was a husband and wife team.
Really?
I thought they did that. They I thought.
I wonder what happens if you conceive in space. How does it affect things?
Mm-hmm. It fucks up a lot of things, like the biology of plants and shit,
and
like
people.
That. People, your muscle mass. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You come back to Earth. You're like 50 years older because of lack of exercise and shit.
Interstellar atrophy.
I believe in you. I believe in the power of millions of courageous conservatives rising up to reignite the promise of America.
Cricket.
And that is why today I am announcing that I'm running for president of the United States.
Now,
who is cheering for him?
Here's the thing. Yes. He's at a Liberté Universita.
Yay!
Founded by Jerry Falwell.
By Jerry Falwell. I mean...
And Liberté Universita...
Yes.
Has apparently 3 days a week, I believe it has. They have this convocation. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mandatory.
Mandatory so, convocation.
Really? How creepy is that? Can you imagine getting the entire student body together three times a week at universities and casting magic spells? I mean, that's what they're doing.
How do you know that everybody shows
up? They get fined if they don't show up.
Oh, my God.
That's the whole point. And guess what Ted Cruz spoke at today?
A convocation.
Right. So these students had to show up to listen to this cunt.
That's smart. This is smart on their part. I'm actually sitting here thinking, should I get a stand-up gig at one of these convocations? I mean, they have to be there.
Not at Liberty.
It's going to be a
although
huge
they'd probably
crowd.
Love you. So when you hear him getting all these cheers and stuff, first of all, this is a massive stadium that they're in. I don't know how many fucking people are in this, but there's thousands.
Right.
But when you see the crowd in the stadium, for every one or two that are standing up and cheering, I got to say there's 8 or 10 that are just sitting there. And
Even at Liberty.
And there was a significant contingent. And in fact, they even made it on a lot of the news clips because they all sat together. A bunch of students decided to troll Tedley Cruz because they're big Rand Paul supporters.
No.
So they wore these bright red t-shirts that say I stand with Rand.
Oh, wow.
But so you see Ted Cruz walking around. I imagine a president. And then all of a sudden in the background, you see this like sea of red shirts that say I stand with Rand.
God, what is wrong with people at Liberty University? I mean, they stand with Rand, or maybe they like Ted Cruz. What a colossal collection of
assholes.
It's
a Jesus university. What do you think they're going to be? I stand with Barack?
Yes. Yes!
I love Joe Biden t-shirts all over the place.
Barack is the same color as their savior. How do you like that?
Oh, God. You know, there was some stories coming out this week that, you know, the most famous paintings of Jesus, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, flowing locks, perfectly coiffed beard, yes. Jesus.
Him at a table with all his buddies.
That a lot of the depictions of that Jesus come out of, I want to say the Middle Ages or around that time, a long fucking time ago. But it was some pope, some evil, one of the Borgia popes, which was like, they're just evil. They were just, wow. they were merchants who bought the popitude.
I can imagine the Catholic Church being evil back then. I don't have a problem.
Back then.
Engaged in shenanigans, torturing.
But I guess it ended up that the Pope Borgia commissioned all these paintings to make Jesus look like his son.
Oh, my God.
The Pope had a son. Because he wanted that to convince them that he was God. Like, he was the embodiment of God on earth or something. So all of them, so many of these depictions from that time period had the influence of this Borgia asshole.
So Borgia turned Jesus white.
I think a lot of the depictions of that, that's what they're responsible for.
Let's get this information out to the masses. Everybody in the South, all you Bible belters, Jesus was black. And this guy Borgia turned him white.
The Cesare Borgia, Borgia.
Hey.
He was the son of Pope Alexander VI and is said to have, this is in 1400s, late 1400s. It's said that his visage is, they think, accepted, widely influenced all European art depicting Jesus. They say it's widely known that the classic depiction of Jesus is not accurate.
Who's lying? It's widely known, not here, man.
Well,
not fucking
to the
here.
World. They don't. That doesn't count America. America doesn't know shit. Jesus would not have looked like a white European. What a shock.
Shocker. He's not from Europe.
So many scholars believe that Cesare Borgia was the basis for some depictions of Jesus that eventually became, Jesus 1.0.
God, that's really interesting. He made him white.
At that time, the Pope was allowed to get married, by the way.
Oh.
You know, it hasn't always been no poo-poo for you.
Yeah.
For the Pope. No poo, no pussy for the Pope. and probably even when it became.
Right.
It wasn't. You know how those things go.
Listen, Pope, you're not supposed to have sex with anybody. You're married to God, right?
Pope Alexander VI was also known for having many mistresses.
Yes.
In 1476, Cesare Borgia was born as an illegitimate child. So one of the Holy See's seeds.
He was diddling the maid forth. Or something like that. He pulled an Arnold.
But he became the Pope's favorite son.
Yes.
And at 15 years old, the Pope made him Bishop of Pamplona at 15.
15 years old.
He was a cardinal by his 18th birthday.
You know, when I was 15, I worked at a yogurt shop. I was in charge of cleaning out the soft serve machine, and I did a horrible job at it. I was sucked. I was shitty. I didn't understand the cash register. I was just a horrible employee. But I'm sure I would have made a great Pope.
You made a great, great bishop.
Bishop. What do they do?
Cardinal by 18.
Oh, yeah. Just walk around.
And it's said that Cesare had his older brother assassinated at some point, Giovanni.
Wow. What a tremendous asshole.
Out of envy. You remember in Europe, all those tours?
Oh.
Every castle or whatever, if you get the audio tour, which is the best way to do it, every story was this person had this person killed, this person poisoned this one.
Yeah, whenever you're at a tower, know that some Catholic bishop tossed another Catholic whatever off the top of the tower.
It's not always Catholic.
And they fell to their death.
Henry VIII got, well... He was Catholic until he decided he wasn't.
Honestly, what horrible thing that happened on this planet did the Catholics not have their hand in? I guess
a lot of things.
They didn't bomb Japan with a nuclear bomb.
AIDS.
Well,
we think.
Well, I mean, you know, you could say they're helping the spread of AIDS by
absolutely
not telling people to wear condoms in Africa.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's a rough organization.
It's a rough organization.
They turned Jesus white, man.
They turned Jesus white.
He was black.
So that's Ted Cruz's quote ovation, but it really is a little sad because when they look around this stadium, like I said, for every one or two people that are standing up, there's a lot sitting down. And I've watched this a few times. I swear I could see two or three people telling other people to stand up.
Oh, really?
Like there's one section in the background where somebody's like, come on, stand up.
Oh, my God.
So,
dude, if you can't even get, like, a group of people to, like, sound excited about you at some event when you announce your presidency, then
and his demographic
running
is not young kids. Young kids, like, young conservatives these days are not as big on the social issues. They don't care. Let gay people get married.
Really,
legalize marijuana.
Even at that horrible Liberty University.
Even at that horrible university, when they poll on students like that, the younger kids are far less concerned than the teachers that are probably spewing hellfire and brimstone at them.
So that these kids are more into like more exciting, younger, modern candidate like a Jeb Bush,
like a Rand Paul.
Oh, okay.
Is who they're into. That's why
racism.
He appeals to them.
They like racist
details. But Ted Cruz's Bible banging repeal Obamacare.
Yeah. Every word.
All that shit that he was spewing out. That's why the crowd, this isn't arousing. He should have gone to an ARP meeting. Or
yeah,
something.
He should have gone to VFW,
right? The something where there's going to be, I don't know, a Fox News live event where there's going to be mostly people over 80. That's his demographic.
We are going to reignite. Is that his phrase? Reignite America, light it on fire.
Imagine.
God, he sounds like such a dickhead. No, but he kept saying we're going to reignite.
Yeah.
Imagine a country where we can stand up to Muslim extremism.
Dude. Imagine a president that'll say it. He's shitting on Obama because Obama doesn't use the words. Every time he says ISIS, he doesn't say ISIS, the Islamic terrorists.
Listen, he's again. Hey, Ted, he is, by the way, bombing the fuck out of ISIS. I would like to imagine a president that doesn't do that.
Details. Yeah.
Well, congratulations with crab diving. We would like to congratulate Ted Cruz.
Oh, we're thrilled.
Hey, we have a...
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
This person would want to congratulate Ted Cruz.
Oh, we got to do chords and shit. It's going to be a moment. I don't know if this person can hear us yet. We have to
Hello?
Do all kinds of... Can you hear us, caller?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We are speaking with the voice on Crab Diving.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back, voice. It's Kelly the Voice. You hear her voice, her mellifluous tones at the beginning of the show, at the end of the show. We've been doing well. How are you?
I am free, first of all.
Kelly.
I have officially graduated from, you know, my special university.
Congratulations.
Did Ted Cruz speak?
Nah, he didn't speak. I would have been one of the ones just sitting down. Can I wear a Barack Obama t-shirt at a conservative university? Would that be safe?
I don't know if that, if they would be, you know, at this, at his, we were talking a couple minutes ago that there were a bunch of people that wore Ron Paul t-shirts to this big announcement that he made.
Those rebels.
Yeah, right. Ooh. Rand Paul, not Ron Paul. I stand with Rand. So, Kelly, you to bring our listeners up on what's going down.
Yes.
you were away for 30-ish days. Was it?
Yep. 30 days, exactly.
After a couple of days before that.
Mm-hmm. I was a week before that, actually. I was in detox for a week, and then I spent a month in rehab.
A month.
A month. 30 days. They wanted to keep me for 60, but... Luckily, my insurance isn't that good.
Was it? What was it like? Was it fun?
God, I have so many stories.
Yeah.
You know what? Some of it really was surprisingly fun. I mean, the place I went to is a complete, like, racket. So they're moving locations, so they're just kind of boarded up in these little, like, makeshift kind of... in a strip mall with like those kind of walls that you can insert and move around and a paper thin.
So
there
you...
was like three therapists and 65 patients.
Oh my God.
It's fucking nuts. Like Better Business Bureau needs to be on these people. But home life was pretty nice. It was me and 9 to 10 women.
Ooh.
At any time.
Anybody famous?
You know what? No. I mean, this place, anyone famous would have turned around the second they walked in.
Oh, yeah.
But I did have a couple of rehab romances.
Oh, really? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The first one is this girl. Oh, my God. She was so hot. Oh, this girl's like rocker style, banging body. I don't even have words. So we had a thing until she left the second week, and then one of the other girls took her place. and as I was leaving, I was working on a third, but she got nervous because she has a boyfriend.
Oh man.
Yeah, so that kept me occupied. It was kind of fun. It was super innocent, too, because there's a lot of just flirting that you're not supposed to do. And I don't know, it was really cute.
Well, don't they encourage you to not embark on any big old relationships in this part?
Yes, they do. No relationships for a year.
Right.
And, yeah, especially not while you're in treatment with other clients. It's a terrible idea. You know, I always make good ideas. But I always have good ideas, for sure.
Right. So are you back in Los Angeles now?
I'm not. I'm still at my parents'. I'll probably be here for a week or so. Keep me safe, I guess. But, yeah, it's funny. I'm all in the sober community right now, and we're all so quicky and happy about life and clean. there was awesome stories, because I did learn between this whole experience that I'm not nearly as fucked up as most people. Well, not most people, but most people in this situation. And that was really good. But I did have a lot of the fun rehab stories. Like, I got one roommate, and her first night, I heard she walking around earlier. She's like, you know where I can get a coffee mug? And I was like, yeah, we have some in our cupboard, and like, you can use them, just wash it afterwards. I walk in later, and the bathroom door is kind of open, and I see shattered glass on the floor and blood everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and luckily she wasn't trying to kill herself. She just did like 50 little cuts on her arm. It was gross.
Oh, she's a cutter.
She was a cutter, heroin, pill popper, whatever. But she's super sweet.
Yeah.
She, get this. So this excellent facility I was in, we didn't have a first aid kit.
What?
Yeah, no first aid kit. We don't even have a certified nurse that we can get a hold of.
What?
So they had to drive to another facility to pick up a first aid kit.
Jesus.
To care of this poor bleeding out girl. Yeah, lots of fights. It was very entertaining.
So I don't think we've talked to you since you went to the rehab. I think we talked to you last as you were heading off to it.
Yes, on your way.
Yes, it was the day of,
A lot of Jesus?
You know, yes. A lot of Jesus, but, you know, some of the counselors were very Jesus, very God-oriented, like Christian or Catholic God, but most of them really were just more spiritual. That believe in a higher power, being nature, energy, or... more like yoga idea.
Sex. Sex.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a lot more accessible to me that way. The second step, or the 12th step, is accepting your higher power. It's like the second and third one. The first one is the first, actually, the second and third are kind of the same. But I never got really on step two.
Is that...
I never found my...
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Accepted it.
That's Don't Talk About Fight Club?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I believe the steps work in and of themselves, because it's just practical stuff. Like, don't be an asshole.
Right.
Say sorry for the bad shit you've done. Pay attention to yourself. Don't be a dick again.
Did they make you
be of service and not an apple?
Did they make you go around and apologize to people?
No, not yet. I mean, because I'm still kind of working the AA program for a little while. Why
right.
not? And the NA program. But, that's like the seventh step, I think. You have to write out everything you did wrong in your life, take a moral inventory, and then I think it's the eighth one you have to go apologize to people.
Oh, shit.
I call
Believe
this,
it or not, I have one
this,
or two people in my life that do deserve apologies. I know it sounds crazy.
I call this horrible radio program all the time, and you have to apologize for listening to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. You know what's really nice, though? I can remember things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not constantly confused. I'm not as tired. Like, I have some energy. And I'm not, like, getting angry every 5 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not sure about
it's a positive.
Remembering things, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You remember
that's the downside.
Did you say remembering the past?
No, just remembering anything in general. That's a bummer.
Oh, that's a downside.
Give me a real.
No, yeah, there's a lot of things that I'd rather not remember. But whatever. I'm better and I'm healthy and I'm cured for life.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
You know what's weird too? Not listening to or seeing politics for a month, or any news for that matter.
Oh, must be nice.
Weird. So, I was so much less angry.
Yeah. So you were on total lockdown. You didn't have any TV or any internet?
We did have TV, actually. No internet until I got my phone, like, the last week. But I don't know. We watched Law and Order or the Cartoon Network pretty much on TV.
Okay.
And I didn't get around to searching politics while I was in rehab. I figured I was dealing with enough during the day.
Oh yes. Well, nothing's changed. It's all the same since you've been in.
How long were the days? Like, do they roust you up at a certain? Is like boot camp? You get up at a certain time. It's very regimented and scheduled.
Pretty much. I would wake up at 6 a.m. I would have to go in to the office to grab my quote-unquote contraband. That would be like stuff that we're not supposed to have because we can hurt ourselves with it or say drink it. This includes hairspray, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, obviously my razor, and powdered makeup.
What is in deodorant that you can snort?
There's a minuscule amount of alcohol in it, and they say we can eat it.
God, it makes you drunk.
I say if I eat my deodorant, let me. If I'm that far gone, I deserve to eat my deodorant.
Yeah.
Good God.
God, I'm sucking on this roll-on. It's delicious. I'm wasted.
So I checked that out, and then I'd go in and shower, and then I'd come back to the office, and we all have to do vitals, a urine sample. Three times a day, we had to breathalyze us, and then we'd get our medications, which they dole out to us, and then I'd go finish getting ready, and then we all hop in the van for our 10 a.m., whatever class, group counseling class, and that was 10 a.m. until 4:30 each day, and then we'd do like five or six different groups and see our therapist and whatever. That is when they were around.
Did you like your therapist?
I did. She was one of the few people I did like, and then I got something out of. But I was very aggressive with her. I was like, I'm not getting anything from the other people here, so I want to make sure you meet with me because I'm going to be here for a reason, and my insurance is paying a lot of money for this.
Yeah.
Lunch is where a lot of fights happen because believe it or not, there's some shady characters, and they don't always behave well. Then after that, we would either go to the gym or go home, and then every single night we'd go to an NA or AA meeting, Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous, or CODA, which is Codependence Anonymous. And then we would have to do more evening reflections and whatever. So it's like about from 6 a.m. to 11 at night.
Evening reflections.
Yeah, believe it or not, I was, they elected me peer leader of the house with responsibilities, and I was responsible for making sure everybody got up in the morning. We would do a morning meditation, and then I had to make sure we did our reflections. And I was a very valuable member of the rehab girls.
Good job, voice.
Thanks. I'm very accomplished. I got a certificate, guys.
Did you really?
I got a certificate, yeah. I graduated rehab.
That's great.
Yeah, I accomplished something in the last 10 years.
That's awesome, but you feel good. That's the main thing.
Right.
Yeah, I feel good. I'm eating food again. My body's kind of happy, I guess.
Well, cool.
And have you been reunited with Bumper.
Yes, I'm back with Bumper.
And Fizz Biscuit.
I've got Lucifer, my other cat, and then
all
my
your
dog.
Animals.
Yeah, Fizz Biscuit.
Yeah, my little menagerie.
Lucifer.
That's my baby.
Right.
I'm glad I'm done.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to stay good so that they don't send me to intensive outpatient next. Because that can be like 3 months long.
Ooh. Yeah. Don't get in.
And that's like 3 hours a day, and they have still you like take urine tests and breathalyze me, and I think I'm done with my don't do drugs and alcohol education.
Yeah. Wow. Well, congratulations on your certificate, and thanks for calling in today. It was really good to hear from you. You sound great.
Thanks, and it's good to hear from you guys. I really miss you, dude.
And we're glad you're back. Call us. We want to hear your opinions on what's going on in the world. You need to catch up.
We should all grab a latte sometime.
A latte. Go out for coffee. And you're right. It was disappointing when I finally looked at the news yesterday, and I was like, they were talking about this a motherfucking month ago.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of the same. It really is a lot of the same. I think you could drop out. I think there was, I read a meme today, a woman who was active politically in the 60s, and she said, this is the same bullshit that the John Birchers were coming out, all this Koch brother stuff, all this Ted Cruz bullshit. It's the exact same crap that was coming out in the 60s. It just comes bubbling up again.
Yeah, wonderful.
We just got to play whack-a-mole.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks, voice. Call us again soon.
I will. Together, we can all band together to keep me sober and clean.
All right. Band together, everyone.
We'll try really hard.
Try so
maybe
hard.
Not the
send
best.
Send your prayers my way.
I may not be the best example for you, but I'll try really hard.
Yes, we'll all try.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care, voice.
Bye, voice.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kelly the Voice calling in.
Kelly the Voice.
Checking in from fresh out of rehab. I didn't know you get a certificate when you graduate. That's kind of cool. I wonder if you frame it.
Is it something you put up on the...
I remember in the Dr. Drew show, they always had a graduation day.
Oh, I remember that too. I don't remember them getting certificates, but they did. Everybody got up and spoke, and their families were there and stuff like that. It's a big accomplishment.
Yeah. God, so, they take your deodorant. Don't eat your deodorant. Don't get drunk off your hairspray.
That's crazy, the deodorant
thing, man.
Isn't it?
Yes. Fuck yeah, it is. I'm surprised L.A. doesn't have, like, a trendy little bar where it's called, like, accessory booze. Like, you can get a speed stick cocktail with vodka or something.
Maybe make some money with products, non-alcoholic products.
Oh, sure.
For rehabs.
Otherwise, you're just rolling that shit on your tongue.
Don't they have the salt-based? I tried that for a while.
Crystal?
The crystal that you rub on, you get it wet and you rub in your armpit.
I tried that in Chicago.
I wasn't a big fan.
It doesn't work.
There you go. It doesn't work.
Not really.
Especially if you're used to a deodorant, which makes you a little less wet and sloppy under there.
Yeah, it doesn't work. That's the shit.
Or I mean an antiperspirant.
Yeah, and that's the shit that makes you sick, right? Supposedly there's a bunch of aluminum in it. You're not supposed to put it on your skin. But I do it anyway because I don't want to fucking smell bad.
Yeah.
You know? God damn it.
I guess that's the theory is that, got the horrible shit that... The horrible shit that's under their... that's under the...
The
I'm
what?
Just, I'm sorry, I was just listening back to us at the same time to make sure
what's
going on. Okay. What else have we got going here? I got sidetracked. Tweet us during the show if you like, crabdiving.com. We never did check the official headlines that was going on. We talked about Ted Lee Cruz.
Yay. Are they really? Yeah. Test, guys.
For some reason, I think things are odd when we kick in that other channel for some reason. Anyway, technical bullshittery going on here, ladies and gentlemen. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Effete.
Huffington Post. Ariana Huffington The headline says, Party Poopers. Party Poopers.
Wow.
The first headline, Party, links to Obamacare turning 5 years old, and the debate has barely changed, so it's the fifth anniversary of the evil giant black cock of tyranny.
Yay!
Socialism that's tearing this country apart and giving all those people affordable health care and shit.
Pardon me while I whip this out.
Giving people insurance that never had it before.
Oh, fuck them.
Evil, 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 evil.
I'm going to repeal every word of Obamacare. Reignite.
Imagine a president.
His slogan's going to be Reignite America. Burn America?
That's something I saw a clip this morning. This is too long, but it's creepy as fuck. Huckabee, there was some conference, I guess, back here in the United States of America that Huckabee couldn't attend, so he sent a tape so his benevolent chubby presence could be there.
Yeah.
And he's in Israel, of course. And he goes, he's in some valley, and he talks about, this is the valley where Elijah in the Bible, I guess there was some, I don't remember this story all that well, but I mean, I remember Elijah with the fire, calling the fire down from God and stuff, shit like that. But I don't remember that it was like a dick measuring contest that Elijah was like to these other priests.
Oh, right.
Hey, see if you call your God, if he'll answer. So they built their they built their altars. And
it was a cock off.
Chopped calves' heads off and everything.
Who could be the creepiest?
And they got nothing from their God. So then Elijah built his altar, made his animal sacrifices, because back then apparently God was into that shit.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And then God was like, okay, and sent down columns of fire to destroy all the bad people.
Wow.
And Elijah was like, see, who's the big baddest God now, motherfuckers?
I won! What a great God to worship, by the way.
So Huckabee, awesome, in this creepy clip that he's doing, it looks like it was shot on an iPhone, he says that something about Elijah stood in the gap. I don't know. I couldn't stand it. And that we, as Christians, shouldn't stand on the periphery. We should stand in the gap.
What does that mean?
And then at the end, he says something about, you know, he's doing that, you know, if I'm called business, if okay, I'm called, in other words, if the Lord anoints him with his cosmic semen.
To be president or something?
Yeah, to be called to the presidency.
Because he wants his believers to think that if he gets elected, it will be a holy appointing from God.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Sure.
So voting for me is sort of like agreeing with your sky god.
Absolutely.
God, that's sick.
And he says, at the end of this thing, he says, you know, and I'll be willing to call upon God's column of fire. Who the fuck are you?
A column of fire.
Here's the thing. If Huckabee stands up on a mountain and calls down a column of fire, I'll vote for him for president.
Yeah. I mean,
he's got my vote.
You won't have a choice. The man has a column of fire.
Motherfucker has got my, he's convinced me.
Of which he can smite you.
He's got my vote.
You win. But until then, suck a dick, please.
It's gross. It's such pandering. And we know that he is the Newt Gingrich. You know, if Ted Cruz is the Sarah Palin of the 2016 clown car.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Then Huckabee is the Newt Gingrich.
Oh, absolutely.
Not a prayer to win.
Yeah.
Is going to stay in it as long as he can so that he can suck every tiny bit of publicity for that horrible
right
guns god and Garrett the Gays or whatever the hell the fucking,
he doesn't want a column of fire. He just wants a shitload of sales.
He wants a column of money.
I want to move paperbacks, baby. I got a book to sell.
It's really gross. It's really gross.
How much does that book sell for? I want, what's his gun god's grits and glory,
right?
Oh, God.
Probably, it's probably like $8 or $9 on Amazon or some shit like that. Guns, God.
Guns, grits, glory.
Something like that, yeah.
Eat my ass.
Just
stupid.
Such blatant pandering to the knuckle draggers.
By the way, big ups to Gash Films.
Gash Films?
Yes, they followed us on
Twitter. Oh, new followers on Twitter. Big ups to the to Gash.
They powerfully bearded men who love and review cult films.
Oh, there you go.
Gashfilms.com.
Gashfilms.com.
Interesting name, guys. Also, crypto coins followed us.
Crypto coins?
Yes. Must I'm sure it's all about Bitcoin.
Something to do with Bitcoin.
Litecoin and all those alt currencies, which maybe you know a lot about it. I certainly do not.
I don't know that much about it.
Should we get a cryptocurrency podcast?
No.
Why?
What are you going to talk about?
I don't know. There's a shitload of those podcasts, man.
Oh, that's probably the reason not to do it.
Yeah.
If there's a shit ton of them out there already. I mean, I you know, who knows with the cryptocurrency? It's a lot more. They thought Bitcoin would be dead, but it's not gone yet. And then I keep reading every once in a while that another big entity is starting to accept Bitcoin or things like that. So I guess Amazon. there's still a lot of legitimacy to it.
Oh, yeah.
But then there's, aren't there dozens, literally dozens of other types of cryptocurrency out
there? Yes, Litecoin, Darkcoin. Darkcoin was what you would buy heroin.
How do you trust it when you hear about all these assholes?
All you gotta do
is press two buttons and your money's gone, and these people disappear with impunity. No, with impunity. There's no consequences.
I think people are trying to get around currency, you know, like...
Currency.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you want to hear a
little
bit of
being tied to the government. Oh, yes.
A Huckabee on the Mountain.
Oh, sure.
Sam, I really wish I could be there with you guys personally today, but I wanted to send this message to you, and I thought this was maybe a pretty cool place, because I'm standing on Mount Carmel in Israel, and behind me is the Jezreel Valley. You might even be able to see Ramat David Air Base that the Israelis have as their northernmost air base behind me. And most of you probably have seen these pictures and know that from where I stand on Mount Carmel, directly behind me is the Jezreel Valley. Some people call it the Valley of Armageddon. It's been the site of many of the great battles in the world and the site of the ultimate battle of all humankind. But it was Mount Carmel.
Good God.
The ultimate battle of all humankind. What is he talking about?
That was
about?
On the WWF. I believe it was the...
Did Ali from Frazier fight there?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That where?
Sounds like a wrestling event. It's the ultimate fight.
The Valley of Armageddon.
Yeah, this is where the four horsemen are going to bust out and the big columns of fire and the pillars of judgment.
Must be cold in Israel. He's got a winter jacket on. He's got a scarf.
Really?
Fetchingly tied around his
neck. It's the Mediterranean. I thought it would be warm.
He's got some pretty dark sunglasses on. Standing
over stylish?
Standing over this valley. But he goes on, let me just skip forward. You got just
from 1 Kings chapter 18. The fire fell, and God showed up, as Forrest Gump so brilliantly once said. When that moment happened, there was no doubt as to whose God was truly the Lord.
My God won.
Yeah, yeah, assholes. As Forrest Gump once said. No, the person that wrote Forrest Gump wrote that character... dialogue or words to say. There's no Forrest Gump, and Forrest Gump didn't, you know what I mean? It's
right,
all
right.
Bullshit.
God answered the call.
Can I not have the guy running for the president of my country to quote Forrest Gump? Can we have that?
I'd rather have him quote Forrest Gump than the Bible.
Well, they're both fiction.
Right.
Take your pick. Equal
pulpits of America who have not taken what they even believe and applied it to the pulpit and to the people. I stand here on Mount Carmel today, and I hope that if called upon, I would be willing to stand all by myself, but to call fire from heaven and believe that God will answer.
I'm willing to stand by myself and call fire from heaven.
Yeah.
I officially challenge Mike Huckabee to do just that. I think the world wants to see that. Pay-per-view.
I want to see it.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money.
Absolutely.
How does it work?
Does it come out of his finger?
We'll get Chris Angel to open, do some magic.
Sure.
We'll get Celine Dion to sing a couple songs.
We don't need Celine Dion. We don't need Chris Angel. What opening act do you get for I'm Calling Down Fire from God? I don't think you need anything. I think it's pretty much, if you can call down fire from the skies and shoot it,
that's
wherever
a mic
you,
drop.
Yeah, yeah. I think we as people don't have any more decisions. The only thing we can hope for is not to be smited down by my Huckabee's fiery fucking finger.
If I'm called upon to stand alone, and I will call on God's fire.
He's so important.
God,
he thinks
damn,
he's so
man.
Important in the grand scheme of things.
So is he telling his followers that if you elect me president, I'm just going to wave my hands and ISIS is going to fry?
Well, he's like, well, Ted Cruz said he was going to reignite America.
Everybody's using some yeah, fire, kind of flamish kind of.
Hey, conservatives out there, the people that want to be your leader, really kind of freakishly, I don't
arsonist.
Know. Yeah.
Arson obsessed.
Assassination with burning shit. Does that worry you at all? Or no, doesn't bother you, conservatives, you don't give a fuck? Okay, whatever. There's a black guy in the White House. That's all they care about.
Let's see, what else have we got going on here? I've got some. Should we take a break?
Sure.
It's a little bit after 6. We're a little late here, but who cares? We're going to 6. 3. It's 3:06 is why I said that.
6 minutes after the hour of 3, I reached up to the heavens and called forth a column of fire.
The fire! So we're going to play a little bit of music here for y'all so that we could take a break and purge and empty and refill and do all the kinds of things that you need to do in 2 or 3 minutes time. We'll be back. After this break, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this.
It's time for breakfast in the Bible Belt, and you can hear it from the church bells. You can see it on the face of the poor as they get kicked out of the Bible Belt. The preacher at the curb is promising hell, and there is nothing more he wants from creation than the last act of revelation. If the Bible's right, there will be hell to pay, and I can't think of anyone who God is out on holiday. It's time for breakfast in the Bible Belt. She took 2 morning after pills to go, feasting while reading books, self-help, chased it down with a slug of the Bible Belt, and I'm busy tearing down bookshelves, and I'm busy plotting to break loose, 'cause this belt feels just like a noose.
And that's a little bit of D.B. Rouse with Breakfast in the Bible Belt.
Love that song.
An appropriate song.
I love breakfast, too.
I love breakfast. And I love parts of the Bible Belt, I guess.
Me, too.
I haven't been there a lot.
I'm from there.
You're from the Bible Belt.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's a little Jesus-y here and there.
I'm not sure what belt the south side of Chicago is. That's where I'm from.
The sausage belt.
The booze belt.
The go fuck yourself belt.
Go fuck yourself.
Eat a dick.
Let's see. What else have we got? We talked about Mike Huckabee and of course, the big news of Ted Cruz throwing down the gauntlet, putting his toes into the water first, and officially announcing
reigniting America.
Leapfrogging ahead of everyone else who's just a bunch of weenies.
Imagine.
Doing their exploratory committees, yeah. You big pussies. Not Ted Cruz, ladies and gentlemen.
Ted Cruz wants you to imagine America with every word of Obamacare repealed. That's right. You can't go to the doctor now. Vote for me.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Fuck you, dick.
Would you have been heckling him at Liberty University?
Yes.
Imagine a presidency. Fuck you, dude.
A bag of dicks to you, sir.
Entire bag of dicks for the...
A Liberty University. Think about how cool it is. What, could you imagine running for president and where you would announce? Like, where would you announce? The ball pit at Chunk E. Cheese?
You're right.
I don't know.
Cheetahs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some strip club.
Right.
There's nothing cool about running for president. Who would want that? I don't get it. What if Ted Cruz, why don't you take all your stupid money and go produce movies? I guarantee you that's got to be more fun.
It's that type A, I got to be in charge thing. I got to...
Movie producers are in charge.
Yeah, but it's different. They're not famous and in charge of everybody and
rich.
Everything.
Yeah.
Cruz, I think, is... a weird kind of megalomaniac. I mean, it's just...
He's odd.
He just seems to totally disdain concern for the nation for anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as he could turn the spotlight on himself. I mean, that's what that whole fucking government goddamn shutdown was. That's what the whole I would not, could not with a goat is from. He still calls it a filibuster, by the way. I saw him do an interview not that long ago where he talked about filibustering. It wasn't, if you recall... it was they weren't doing anything that night, and they were like, well, yeah, go ahead and talk.
And Abortion Barbie's, hers was totally different.
Hers was an actual real filibuster.
Yeah.
Ted had people spelling him.
Didn't she steady herself on the podium at one point, and someone was like, oh,
no,
wait,
somebody,
she violated the rules.
They put handed her a back brace, and they said that, because they were both touching the back brace at the same time, that was a violation of the rules or something like
Dude,
that.
Dude, these fucking horrible. Republicans are assholes.
Yeah.
They will do anything.
Vile.
Yeah. To protect the fetus. But that's it.
Speaking of the clown car, somebody who has not yet declared, but has possibly while fanning himself and sipping a mint julep.
Not him.
Has said that I would think about running for president. None other than South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
What up, guys?
I think he's running for VP. No. I think he's in that Jindal crawling into the backseat of the car because there's no way in fucking hell that Senator Lindsey Graham is going to win the nomination.
Does he have designs on the presidency?
But I think that he's going around talking up a big game about this because if... a Scott Walker or a Jeb Bush.
Gross.
Kind of a mainstreamy, disgusting Republican get the nomination. Then, you know, they go for a Southern guy or they try to go for a Southern conservative, pull the Southern group in. But so many of these Southern guys are just batshit crazy tea knockers that... I mean, is he going to pick Ted Cruz? No. There's no way in hell.
You can't pick Ted Cruz.
McCain tried that. Look what happened.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
And pick the idiot, the insane Tea Partier. So Lindsey Graham, who I think is out stomping, trying to primp up and look pretty to make himself look like at the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody that gets chosen.
I'm going to announce my run for presidency in front of all my slaves.
Yeah.
They will laugh.
I think he's looking to primp up to for the presidential candidates to that he'll look good as a possible running mate.
Yeah.
Southern conservative, you know, that kind of thing. So he was
white, by the way. White.
Oh, white as fuck.
White as fuck.
So he was speaking at an event on the Council on Foreign Relations.
Go fuck yourself.
And they asked him a question.
Yes.
About climate change.
Oh.
And here, maybe, here's a little bit of this exchange. Lindsey Graham and climate change.
Question of bipartisan and changing the subject slightly. What would be better than Senator McConnell suggesting that 50 governors flout the Section 111 rules on climate change? I know you have been a leader on climate change, setting aside the issue of the coal industry, which I understand has state-based concerns. That doesn't strike me as a bipartisan, and there's a place for a little more bipartisanship.
See, now this isn't a town hall meeting in Tupelo.
Right.
This is not, where's Obama? Like that
ding,
woman
ding,
last
ding,
week.
Ding, ding, ding,
he's
ding,
a Kenyan
ding.
Dictator who's taking that, over my country.
That
it's not
person
that woman.
Was just amazing.
Yeah, it ain't that craziness.
No.
These are saner heads.
Right.
And so this woman is talking about, she used the B word. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Bipartisanship? Mm. About climate change? Did
right.
You could tell it ain't Florida where they're not allowed to use those words.
You know, Huckabee is for climate change. I mean, he's going to be able to pull a column of fire out of the sky with his finger or something.
Talk about global warming.
Shit.
I wonder if he can direct that ass. I wonder if he can, like,
I don't know.
Lance a hemorrhoid.
I wonder
can
if
can you think it's that that he can aim it that narrowly, the fire of the Lord?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so.
Knock a fly off a cow's ass at 100 yards with the flame of God.
Right.
Okay, so here, this woman has asked a very reasonable...
Sorry about that. I just burnt your children to the ground. I accidentally called for the column of fire. I didn't mean to. It's a false alarm, guys.
This woman has asked a reasonable question about climate change. And is Lindsey Graham talking about climate change.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to, you know, climate change being real, people in my party are all over the board. There was several resolutions.
Well, where are you?
I did the trifecta. I said that it's real, that man is contributing to it in a substantial way. But
I did the trifecta.
Lindsey Graham has come out and say climate change is real.
Yes.
Climate change is exacerbated by humans.
Right.
And substantially exacerbated by humans.
I thought he would come out for a different reason, but good for this.
Coming out something else.
Yes.
And he believes in climate change.
Wow.
And he says, my party's all over the place. Your party is not all over the place.
No. It's pretty easy to figure out where your party is on climate change.
Yeah,
they're all lunatics.
So far, the only ones that I've heard saying the word climate change is real is him.
Has he talked to James Inhofe?
You're right.
I mean, really? I mean, that guy, he's not on the same page as Lindsey Graham.
There was a story today that Inhofe, they found, got some pretty significant donations from BP.
Oh, wow. What a shocker.
In the past.
God.
It was really shocking, huh? Here's some more of Lindsey Graham talking about his party and his party's belief with climate change.
The problem is Al Gore's turned this thing into a religion. You know, climate change is not a religious problem for me. It is an environmental problem.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He means that Al Gore has spoken out about it so much that he feels like Al Gore is like a leader, a cult.
I see.
Like there's a bunch of people in this country that are so concerned about climate change, it's cult-like.
Do you think of Al Gore as a cult leader?
Oh, yes. Please.
I think if everybody... I mean, he's...
What a great cult, by the way. What do you guys do? Worship Satan?
Right.
No. We take aluminum cans and we put them in blue receptacles so they can be recycled. Yeah.
We turn our thermostats down 5 degrees to try to save the fucking planet.
We don't water our lawns because you don't eat grass.
Here's more.
So I think the Republican Party has to do some soul searching. Before we can be bipartisan, we got to figure out where we are as a party. What is the environmental platform of the Republican Party? I don't know either.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Or God or Jesus. No, the environmental platform of the party is whatever BP says it is. Whatever GE, right. Whatever these evil fucking corporations
say.
How
do we exploit the environment? Yes. Yeah. The environmental policy,
their policy
of the Republicans.
Not to bend over and take it from big oil.
They don't want to preserve anything. They whatever makes the most money. Fuck future generations.
Guys.
God will clean it up.
Yeah. Guys, we can't help it. We're just shooting water into poison into aquifers.
Look how God cleaned up the BP spill.
Oh, yeah.
In the Gulf.
Right.
The Lord did a great job at that.
Yeah, there's a whole ocean floor coated with oil.
Yeah, and the shrimp with 175 eyes.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Shrimp don't normally have 175 eyes.
No, that's a super shrimp.
Cool.
So I like to come up with one. I'd like to have a debate within the party. Can you say that climate change is a scientifically sound phenomenon, but can you reject the idea you have to destroy the economy to solve the problem is sort of where I'll be taking this debate.
Building on the question.
So that's his opinion, is that
wow.
He thinks that climate change is real, but that we don't have to destroy the economy to do
it. See, that's almost shittier than well, his stance is almost shittier than just denying it, because he believes it, but then he says we don't have to destroy the economy, which means we don't have to put any regulations on big business.
Right. And, you know, coal and oil and all that stuff. Why would we hurt the economy to do that?
I mean, shouldn't you think about it as saving the Earth rather than destroying the economy? Because we're going to have to save the Earth unless we can live on Mars. Or we all just want to go out in a big fucking frack flame.
How about encouraging an economy of sustainability?
Oh, yes.
What an interesting concept.
Shut up, stupid.
On our Facebook, I believe it is, jump onto our Facebook, Crab Diving page.
Like us.
Like, share, love.
Thumbs us up.
There's a story that I believe it is the country's Central American country of Costa Rica.
Oui.
Has announced that for 75 days straight now, Costa Rica has gotten 100% of its electricity from renewables.
Oh, my God.
They haven't had to use fossil fuels at all so far for 2015. Heavy rains have kept hydroelectric power plants going strong. They have wind, solar, biomass, and geothermal energy all helping power the country so far this year.
Now, how are we doing in that? How do we compare? What are our percentages? Biomass. Weird.
Renewables. They burn shit, I guess.
Yeah.
The country has lowered electricity rates by 12%. They think that rates will continue to drop for Costa Rican consumers in the second quarter of the year. And Costa Rica announced its... In 2009, they announced their goal of becoming totally carbon neutral by 2021. And as of now, they get about 88% of their total electricity from renewable sources.
Oh, wow.
Mostly hydroelectric, 68%. Geothermal provides 15%, wind 5%, solar and biomass slightly, but solar, I guess, is climbing.
Damn, I guess we should all move to Costa Rica. It's cheap, right? You can live there for cheap or no.
They are saying, though, that the hydro reliance on hydro so much makes them vulnerable to climate change because, okay, now it's raining like fuck. It's great.
Uh-oh.
If they get in a drought, the hydro ain't gonna roll. Well,
why can't they switch to solar then?
I think they are. I think they're they approved. Well, a geothermal project was just approved, $958 million, which is going to. They're also developing 100 megawatts of wind farms, 40 megawatts of smaller hydroelectric plants, and they're putting in solar.
Very cool.
Here.
No.
Drill, baby. No. Drill. No.
Why don't we just wait for somebody to get the calling from God to bring down some reusable energy?
Yeah, why don't we just get a column of fire every once in a while to heat shit up? Light some fires.
So stupid.
Good news out of that. And meanwhile, here in America, we're still...
Aren't we punishing little communities that get together and they want to build like a solar farm? Or they want to create sustainable energy together? Aren't we saying, hey, fuck off?
Oklahoma is telling... They used to give breaks and tax credits to people. Now they're taking that away. And now they're charging people extra.
Hey, fuck you.
Because they're saying, well, if you don't use the electric grid, then other people have to pay more. That's not fair.
Fuck off, man. Well, how's that my problem? My God.
And especially it's privatized. Where everything's been privatized, it's... they're completely against any kind of solar.
It's going to make them less fucking money.
Exactly. Did you hear what our governor here in California?
Oh God, this guy,
Jerry Brown.
Oh, Jerry Brown.
I mean, our new governor.
Talking about Arnold.
Our real governor.
Okay.
The current governor, Jerry Brown, when was asked, this must be Face the Nation because I think it's with. That one dude, he was on with Chuck Todd.
Chucky.
And they were talking about Ted Cruz.
Okay.
And the fact that he may be announcing his presidency. This was on Sunday, so Ted hadn't gone to Liberty yet and announced that. He was going to call down fires from the sky.
What a jerk.
How does that work? What if Huckabee calls God?
Right.
And Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz's dad is a bat phone to the Lord, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's that test. That's like that test that Elijah had. That's how we should decide who's going to be president.
Is that Monty Python sketch? Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get these fuckers together. Build your altars, sacrifice your lambs, and see which God sends down a column of fire. And we'll elect you president.
How do you know who the column of fire is for? Say if they all call for it, how do we know that it's
targets.
Huckabee's? Oh, okay.
Huckabee has to hit those brown people over there.
Right, and Ted Cruz will want to hit these hippies and hybrids
ISIS.
Over here.
Right, gays. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they're going to fight over who they get to burn? I want to burn the gay people, please, please. No.
Can I have the Muslims, please?
I want the Mexicans that have illegally come into this country to work and to do the jobs we don't want to. Let me burn them to death.
8-year-old Guatemalan boy.
I'm going to send him back over the border on fire.
So listen to this. Jerry Brown has an opinion about Ted Cruz. If I can.
I'm going to play for you a clip this week from one of the Republican presidential candidates on the issue of climate change. Here it is.
Because I think the world's on fire, literally. Hottest year on record.
That's Seth Meyers on that.
Literally.
NBC Late Night. He made him look like an idiot.
Oh,
he made
awesome.
Cruz look like. Now, Cruz is not good. This is where he's the worst.
Right.
Like, having to be a human. Yeah. Having to sit and have a conversation, he looks so uncomfortable. He looks so slimy and
he looks like an animatronic person in the world of Tomorrowland,
right?
Disney World or something.
And granted, this is a little bit of hostile territory because Seth Meyers is having none of it.
Oh, awesome.
So here, Seth Meyers gives him shit about denying climate change.
But you're not there, right? I just came back from New Hampshire where there's snow and ice everywhere. And my view actually is simple. Debates on this should follow science and should follow data. And many of the alarmists on global warming, they got a problem because the science doesn't back them up.
It's just such
alarmist
bullshit.
But you're an alarmist at Vile Experience.
There was a, then I accept that mantle. There was a meme on Facebook today. It was a pie chart that showed of 20-some thousand climate scientists polled in 2012 about climate change happening. And then there was a tiny little sliver of, like, 20 who deny.
Right.
And I'm willing to bet a significant percentage, if not all, follow the money. Those are Koki scientists.
Yeah.
Those are BPE scientists. Those are Exxon-y scientists.
They're choosing to say they believe in something.
Right. Well, the science isn't accurate. Science isn't proven.
I'm getting lots of money sent to me right now.
BPE is sending me
quit millions. Ruining the gravy train, asshole.
So Chuck Todd comes back to Jerry Brown to ask what he thinks of what Ted Cruz had to say about climate change.
Senator Ted Cruz, a likely presidential candidate, saying what he said on climate change. What do you say, because you've dealt with some Republican skeptics in California on this?
So what he said is absolutely false. Over 90% of the scientists who deal with climate are absolutely convinced that the human activity, the industrial activity, the generation of CO2, methane, oxides of nitrogen, all the rest of those greenhouse gases are building up in the atmosphere, they're heat trapping, and they're causing not just warm drought in California, but severe storms and cold in the East Coast. Right. So it's climate disruption of many different kinds. And that man betokens such a level of ignorance and a direct falsification of the existing scientific data. It's shocking, and I think that man has rendered himself absolutely unfit to be running for office.
Boom!
Damn! Shocking!
Shocking, and that man has rendered himself absolutely unfit for running for office.
He called him an ignorant liar.
Right.
That's amazing.
I say what he said is absolutely false.
Why no Jerry Brown for president?
Tried, didn't he? Wasn't there?
I don't remember.
I thought he primaried it up back in the day, maybe, and didn't get that far.
He's too old now.
Yeah, I think so. He's pretty up there. He's got to run here again, I guess. I'm sure he'll win. Everything's going really well here in California, despite one of our new trolls on our Facebook.
Which troll was that?
Bill.
Oh, Bill.
That
Bill got mad at me today earlier from something I put. I said, there's some stupid story about somebody opened up their, your water meter is encased in a box.
Right.
You open it. Someone, there was a water moccasin in there.
Oh.
It's a story. It's a stupid story. And I was like, a Pentecostal person would love this. Because they like to handle snakes.
Snake waver, get it, right? Yeah.
And he was like, you stereotype people way too much.
Which is stereotyping.
Yeah, and I told him to relax. Fuck off, honestly.
The headline, by the way, over at the Drudge Report, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, my God.
I think I
may. Is it immigration?
Be sick. It's Ted Cruz.
Oh, God.
The Drudges, and they've made a Superman symbol with the letter C for Cruz, and that's the headline on the Drudge.
Is he being endorsed by Drudge?
I think I'm going to fucking puke.
Is he Drudge's dream candidate?
Apparently. I thought Rand Paul would be Drudge's dream candidate.
Me too, man.
God damn.
Ted Cruz.
You can almost smell the jizz from the jerk-off session that
they
might have had here.
I want to see his fucking birth certificate. Because he was born in Canada.
Who cares? His mother's a fucking citizen.
I'm not being rational. I'm treating Ted the way they treat Barack Obama. Fuck it. I don't care about your facts. Fuck your facts. Prove that's his mom.
So
prove it.
Cruz kicks off his presidential campaign. It's time for truth, he says.
Eat a dick.
He launched it at the world's largest Christian university.
Launch.
His first ad was put out in Spanish.
Oh, how nice. Pandering.
He says he believes that God isn't done with Americans.
Who cares what you believe, stupid?
But then it says Rand Paul supporters crashed the announcement. That's what we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah,
with these
that's
guys,
awesome.
These red T-shirts.
Hey, man, if you're announcing at Liberty University, know this. I will never vote for you. I will never consider you viable for any type of office. Not that you give two shits.
Yeah, it's going to be a big hole to climb out of if you
Liberty?
Were to tell me you went to Liberty University.
What do they even teach there? Do they teach climate change?
No, are you fucking kidding me?
What do you learn?
Absolutely not.
Is it accredited?
Yeah, oh yeah. It climbed its way up into a pretty prestigious school. I mean, it's accredited.
For right-wing nut jobs, correct?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Ted Cruz...
It used to be... A Baptist college.
Oh,
before
God
it became
damn.
Liberty University.
What is it? Why doesn't Ted Cruz, like, announce at Harvard or Yale? Didn't he go there?
Oh, but he's, ever since then, didn't he say that Harvard was taken over by communists?
Right. Oh, God.
That the faculty is all communists?
This just in, they're all commies over at Harvard and Yale. The demonization of smart people, that's what he's a part of, right?
And he's smart. He's a smart one. He's just crazy, but smart.
It's just so frustrating.
He
will not get the nomination.
No. There's not a prayer. I mean, you saw even at CPAC.
Yes.
He was down at the... He was far from the wheel of the clown car.
Wouldn't you like to see the grinder stats at Liberty?
Oh, yeah. I'll bet. I wonder if they have a gay lesbian student alliance at Liberty University.
LGBT organization there?
I'm thinking the odds are pretty low.
Why would you go there if you're gay? Could you imagine? Where are you going to school? Liberty. But you like...
Well, but if your Bible-banging parents don't know you like butt-banging...
Yes.
Then they ship you off to Libertad.
Who goes to that? It's got to be expensive.
Probably.
Liberty.
A private college, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Liberty University tuition.
Charlatans. A bunch of fucking charlatans.
Is this for the full year? Yeah. Tuition, room and board, and fees.
$100,000.
Average, no, $29,200.
Oh, wow.
Virginia residents, 20. Oh, so you don't get a discount for being from Virginia.
What do you learn? I mean, I bet I could pass science class there. No problem. Don't even need a book. I mean, what do they believe in? Bleeding? I mean, what do animals do? There's no evolution. It's just God explains everything.
I don't know how they handle that. At the university level, even at a Bible-banging university, there's still got to be standards, right? I mean,
core credits. How do you take a biology class from a guy that doesn't believe in fucking evolution?
Right, and how could... I mean, do they offer pre-med?
Oh, my God. The guy cutting into me doesn't believe in evolution. Think about that. No way they don't have pre-med.
No. Although I did see somebody earlier who was taking a shit on Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty easy.
A lot of people enjoy that.
Big target. And they were talking about the disconnect between him being a respected... accomplished neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
And a T-building nut job.
How does he do that? Is he really accomplished and respected?
I read a comment. It was from a doctor who said, you're basically... Surgeons are really good mechanics.
Meaning they
you're a really good mechanic. And you might have a brilliant affinity for the mechanical structures of chopping brains in little pieces and fixing shit.
Wow.
Just like you might have an affinity for taking your Toyota apart and putting it all back together.
And this mechanic just happens to be a right-wing nut job.
That this one.
Does not believe in evolution?
Right. And thinks...
his fingers.
Gays cause bad weather and shit like that. And stuff like that. Right? Didn't he say that?
I can't imagine. Gay people cause good weather.
Didn't he? Oh, in fact, I think I have a story. He came out and apologized about the comments he made about, remember, being gay is a choice?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that big one? And then he kind of tap danced away from it a couple of days after that. I even pulled a story a few days ago. The Liberty Council.
Yes.
Matt Staver and Matt Barber on their Faith and Freedom radio show.
Oh, boy. I'm jealous of that already.
Listen to what they had to say.
Faith and Freedom.
About Ben Carson apologizing for what he said about the gay.
Just to show how powerful, you know, this agenda is and how they intimidate people, you know what just happened with Ben Carson, who was expected to run for president. He came out and rightly acknowledge that people choose to engage in homosexual behavior. That and he cited prisons as examples where people go in, straight, and they come out as identified as homosexual. They choose to engage in that lifestyle of homosexual behavior. Well, it took, I think, a day for him to come out with hat in hand and give this blathering mea culpa, just apologizing and saying how he'll never do this again. And
prison rape, they don't come out of prison suddenly.
They're not gay.
Right. They may have had some homosexual experiences in the prison.
Right.
Of various forms of consent, with various forms of consent.
Sure.
But it's also been shown that these guys get out and the putani is available to them and they don't want starfish anymore. They don't want dick no more.
Right.
They go back to the ladies.
But this isn't what this guy's telling me from, what is this, the Freedom Show?
Faith and Freedom Show.
Oh, the Faith and Freedom Show, starring a couple of douchebags. Is it a couple of guys like us, these white dudes, talking to each other about shit?
Absolutely.
Welcome to Crab Diving.
They're just as funny, too.
and then promising never to talk about this issue again. So they have intimidated him into silence, and from a political standpoint, now Ben Carson is dead in my eyes from a political standpoint.
Ben Carson is dead in my eyes. That's it.
Wow. You're dead to me, Ben. It's that simple.
He can't be president after he bent over to those homos.
I have snuffed you out. Ben Carson can't be president because he's a lunatic.
This is how radical they are. Ben Carson is a nut job.
He's not crazy. Nutty enough. Not nutty enough.
Yet the fact that he allowed the sissies to slap him around.
Right.
And bully him into apologizing because he said something fucking shitty and heinous and
ridiculous, dumb.
These guys have their Christian panties way knotted up. let's see, what else have I got? Speaking of Christian panties.
Yes.
Pat Robertson.
Perfect.
Our good friend from the 700 Club.
Kissing cousin. I don't know if this is a problem for first cousin. Somebody take the kid to the woodshed. Let him understand the blessings of discipline.
That's the creepiest one. Take him to the woodshed and let him understand.
God, who fucked him up, man?
Who, Robertson?
Yeah.
Who has he fucked up? Also,
God.
How many hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people.
He's a job creator, though.
Brains that he has scrambled.
Oh, yeah.
And how many people died in his fucking diamond mines?
Imagine. I bet those diamond mines have ran well.
I'm sure they're
up to
up to Nairobi code or
do
whatever.
They have OSHA down there.
They do. So on the 700 segment, today, this is hot off the presses, hot and
Ooh.
Steaming from Pat's mouth.
Gross.
So they ran a segment about a recent Reagan symposium.
Oh,
that they had at the. I would guess this is a competitor. This is the ridiculous university that Pat founded, as opposed to the ridiculous Regent University.
Oh, Regent.
Regent, don't forget, is where I believe Governor Ultrasound came from.
Oh, great.
Wasn't he one of those?
Lovely. I'm so glad we have this country has leaders that come from Liberty and Regent.
Yeah, and look at how that turned out. Government corruption, by the way, stealing, taking bribes from some asshole.
I mean, you would think government Governor Ultrasound would have studied medicine or studied some university where it's all about OBGYN and science and stuff like that. Because what he's known for is wanting to scope people's vaginas.
Right.
Too many good doctors are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Yeah. Gross. So here is Pat Robertson. They ran a segment about this Reagan symposium that had been at Regent University. And, of course, you know, they palm fronds and the tit milk of the angels raining down on Ronald Reagan.
I'll have another glass of tit milk from that angel right over there.
The sainted Ronald Reagan.
Oh, God.
Listen to this. This is
Ronald
amazing.
Reagan circle jerk.
Pat Robertson.
Does he like Ronald
being
Reagan?
Wistful.
Pat.
Oh, you're kidding me.
God.
I wish Reagan was rise from the dead and go back. He was a great president.
He wants him to rise from the dead.
And he's laughing.
Just like Jesus did.
Good God.
Biggest thing is Reagan just believed in America. It was real simple. He believed in America. He believed in foundational values.
He believed in fucking the poor. He believed in criminalizing the insane.
Who doesn't believe in America? That is the stupidest statement.
It is really ridiculous.
He believed in America.
That means he agrees with us.
Right.
Them.
What about the war on drugs?
Oh, that went well. And that trickle-down. Perfect. Oh, yeah. It's done great things for the United States.
I thought he believed in America.
And he wasn't ashamed to enunciate them. The current president does not believe in America. He does not believe in the fundamental values.
God,
he doesn't believe in America?
Were I a violent person, that's the kind of thing where I just want to kick this old man in the face. This shit about...
Right.
Obama hates America. He doesn't love America. He doesn't care about America. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Even as deluded as I think this evil old cunt is.
Deluded.
I think
evil.
He probably Ooh. Thinks he thinks he loves America.
Right.
There's that flashlight I was looking for. That he believe. I'm sorry, I just saw it out of the corner of my eye.
That's amazing.
That he thinks he loves this fucking country. Right. Right? I don't doubt his patriotism. I think he's wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's a heinous, and I think it's a twisted, evil, anti what the founders wanted version of the country that these Christo-fascist dickwads are trying to impose on
right.
us. But I don't think he hates America.
No,
I think he hates the vision we have of America. You know what I mean?
I think he loves America. I think he loves straight, white, male
yeah.
America. I don't think he loves women. I don't think he likes minorities or gays.
But to accuse others that have a different view of how the country should go as hating the country,
Obama,
or not loving the country.
Obama hates America, but he gave America some health care. But he hates America.
Well, he hates America because he's trying to turn it into a socialist cesspool.
Right.
Like Europe and
yes.
how poorly they're doing.
With all those happy people we just
with
learned about earlier in the show today.
Yeah, with all those happy people and more stable economies and better living standards.
Right.
And free health care.
Hello.
Free education. Let's God. Remember, any person in this country could go to fucking Germany and get a college degree for free. Not only is it open to their citizens for free.
Wow.
But if somebody wants to go to fucking Germany and get a degree, you got to pay your living expenses and shit,
yeah.
but tuition's free.
Think about that, man. A Mexican person comes to this country and all they just want a shitty job and we don't want to give it to them.
They want to take the shitty jobs that a lot of Americans don't want to do.
Yeah. But you can go to Germany, you're not even German, and they'll give you an education.
Right. God. Because, I don't know, maybe they don't want to be surrounded by dumb fucks.
Why didn't I do that for school? I mean, we'll just
still
go
can.
To Germany, just live in a truck.
We still can. We'll do a Kickstarter.
Okay.
Let's go get PhDs in Germany.
Oh, God.
He's raised in a different environment entirely, and his mentors have been leftists.
Ugh. Leftist
Obama's
mentors.
Not one of us.
He's a leftist mentor.
He was raised in a different... He in Indonesia.
There was black people where he's raised.
Not American blacks that know their place either. These
right.
are Indonesian Negroes.
Or the blacks. I pay about a penny a month to go find me diamonds in the bottom
right.
of the earth. Not them.
And then they're subject to cavity searches every
right.
time they leave the
no,
mine.
They x-ray them. They
x-ray them till
every
they
day.
Die. That's right.
Yeah.
Who don't really love this country.
Fuck
and
you.
That's where yeah. he grew up. You listen to that pastor he had out there for so many
years. Pastor Manning? Meanwhile, Obama's got a year and some and change left. I mean, how
long ago was that? 8 years.
When is the pivot to Hillary going to happen?
Oh, I don't know.
When are they going
to
finally be done? They're so deranged. They hate that black guy in the office so much that
I think it'll be easy to for their hate to pivot, because they'll be pivoting from hating a black guy to a woman.
Right.
I think that's an easy move for these Republicans. They're so good at hate. They're like the Bulls, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Right.
They're the Bulls of that era of hate.
The 90s Bulls.
Yeah, man. The Bulls, they could beat the Pacers. They could beat anybody.
The dynasty of hate.
Yeah, they could beat the Knicks. Didn't matter. These Republicans, they can hate gay people. They can hate black people. They can for sure hate women.
They absolutely.
No problem there, buddy.
Going on. And how's that outreach going?
Great. Great.
So there you go. Pat Robertson wishes that St. Ronald Reagan would raise himself from the grave and come back to fuck this country even more.
Does Pat Robertson support Ted Cruz? Or no, because he announced that his competitor, Liberty?
I thought that at one point Pat Robertson had one of those rare moments of clarity, and didn't he say that he didn't think it was the government shutdown? He didn't think that was helping or something? It was one of those rare...
Yeah, yeah.
Very rare moments of clarity from Pat.
I think what happens with Pat is he's so old, he doesn't give a shit.
True. Oh, God.
He's kind of like untouchable if you're a conservative. Like if Pat Robertson says something shitty about Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz is not going to fire back. He's going to say, you know what? I appreciate your opinion. Thank you so much, Pat Robertson. He's not going to say, hey, you're a crazy old coot.
Right.
Because then everybody will hate, you know. Ted.
Picking on the old man.
Yeah.
Senile old hateful fuck.
It's not a good look.
I don't know we're going to get to the gun stuff today. We'll save that for tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. live on the Pacific Coast, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern type coast. We'll open it up with some gun story stuff.
Hell yes.
This one I got to get to, though. This is, you know what's going on in Texas? It's SCOTUS, our Supreme Court of the United States of America.
SCOTUS.
Is going to hear a case of, it's Texas, and this is where Texas, the state of Texas, I think is standing on the right side. They're being sued by the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
No shit.
Because Texas wants to denied them putting out special license plates featuring the Confederate flag. Texas refused to allow the plates, saying that it represents government speech and that it's endorsing a cause or whatever.
Right. They don't want to put the stars and bars on their fucking license plates.
It says that it's they're discriminating against them. The spokesperson, Ben Jones, suggested that the state of Texas is discriminating against his DNA.
No, shit. DNA.
Listen to this idiot.
I put some in a sock.
But this idiot, you'll also know who he is.
The high court heard another case.
Okay, well, let me move on. Let's just skip forward a little bit to this guy.
A recovering congressman. obviously, they should, and I think that the Supreme Court will uphold the circuit court which ruled against Texas. When someone puts a vanity plate or a special plate like these sponsored plates for nonprofit organizations, they're putting them on there, making a decision to put it on themselves, and it obviously isn't the point of view of the state of Texas.
So he's saying that it's a free speech thing, that they have these other ones that are like Save the Whales or Save...
Is this Ben Jones?
This is Ben Jones, none other.
Is this from Duck Hunter?
Cooter!
Oh my God!
From the show Dukes of Hazzard.
He sounded like Duck Dynasty.
Was a very brief congressman.
Oh, God.
Is now... He's the spokesperson for the Sons of the Confederate Veterans.
Listen, Cooter. God damn. He used to be in movie. He used to be a TV star.
The Sons of Confederate Veterans is a proud heritage organization. 30,000 members who are descended from those who fought for the Confederacy. And we're not ashamed of that. That's right. Our family. That's our DNA. And we are a heritage organization.
Okay, well, whatever. We're not going to let you have a license plate. What does that matter?
He says, we despise the use of Confederate symbols for hate groups and racist groups.
But it's a symbol for hate.
It was the battle flag of we want to keep slaves.
Yeah.
It was the battle flag of the enemy of the Union of the United States of America. Right.
You have to be a lot smarter than Ben Jones, player of Cooter, to disassociate the Confederate flag from slavery.
He insists that the group just wants reconciliation in the South among the races.
Oh,
that's what Dr. King wanted, he says. And
what?
These tactics that they're using are very divisive. They're very offensive to us. Don't paint us as something we're not. And that's some of the state of Texas is doing. That somehow, by the nature of our DNA, that's offensive. Well, I find that offensive.
Good God.
He's saying that Texas, because they are proud of the fact that they're descended from
people,
traitors.
Yeah, that fought for the Confederacy, I guess.
That's part of their DNA, that Texas is shitting on them by not allowing them to express that feeling.
Is it a right to have a symbol on a license plate?
There's a lot of these nonprofits that they do, like Save the Whales. I mean, Save the Whales is a cause.
Right.
So is Texas, by allowing Save the Whales on its... what about Choose Life? They have those.
What about
pro-choice?
We have those. We need what do they have in Germany? Those anti-hate speak laws.
Mm. That's the slippery slope, though. Like in Britain, people can go to jail for a tweet.
Oh no!
Yeah, you tweet something shitty. You get drunk one night. You tweet the N-word. You find yourself in jail.
Put a breathalyzer on your iPhone.
So part of the freedom we have in here, America. I honestly don't know. I think if they're going to allow all the bullshit, this is one of those where they should just get rid of it all. Get rid of the vanity plates.
Just have a license plate.
Have a Texas plate with a fucking flag of Texas or somebody pissing on a Mexican or something that they love in Texas.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe just the letters then, because I think that's a slippery slope. We don't want things that people love in Texas on my car.
Or just the flag. Or
just the fucking numbers.
Exactly.
Whatever's cheapest.
But I don't know. I think Cooter might be right. If they're going to allow it all.
Yeah.
The question is, what if a Nazi group decided they wanted a plate and they want to put a swastika on it because it's part of their heritage and it's Hitler demeaned the beautiful swastika.
And this, what if it just makes people feel bad?
Well, they don't care about that.
Okay.
no. Feelings.
All right.
Republicans? All right. Feelings?
God,
Texas?
I'm sorry.
Have you lost your mind?
Yes,
man?
Yeah.
So Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard.
Good job, buddy.
It's a little political.
God.
We got to wrap it up quickly here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. Go to crabdiving.com to follow us on all the social medias. There's buttons there. Click on those motherfuckers. 24/7 streaming here on the network. All kinds of stuff for you. Don't forget to listen. crabdiving.com/live all the time for you. crabdiving.com is where you can get podcasts of this show and all the other great stuff that's here on the entertainment network, also at iTunes and Stitcher. Brian Pfeiffer, follow him on the Twitter, find out where he's going to be doing some comedial type stuff at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, also Vile.
And everything and anything about us is at crabdiving.com. Call down those fires from God, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.